The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Episode 133 of the Extra Mile Podcast. And although I am certainly late, I guess better late than never, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and pleasant holidays to everyone. I'm sure you didn't need me to say that in order to have a Merry Christmas, but I really hope everybody did. I had a great Christmas. Rather busy Christmas. We had company in town. We had my in-laws visit for about a week. In fact, today is Monday, January the 29th, and I'm out on a chilly morning at about 11 o'clock, I think, in my neighborhood doing a 1 minute run, 30 second walk. And my wife just got home from dropping the in-laws off at the airport. Oh, hi doggy. Nice doggy. This is top speed for me, so if he chases me, he wins. So she got home from the airport and I decided to head out for a little run with you guys. I hope that's okay. I'm going to get right into this episode so that we can keep it at perhaps a little bit more of a distance appropriate episode. We've got an amazing amount of extra milers who, even though it's in the middle of winter, I shouldn't say the middle, winter just started, then cold weather's here, if nothing else, even though the chilly temps are here, are still training for half marathons, full marathons, and of course life, which will bring us, at the end of the episode, another intriguing brain teaser of a question from our buddy Chris Russell from the Run Run Live podcast. But we'll talk about that at the end. Like I said, lots of race reports, training updates, life reports, new baby reports, huh? And once again, another question from Chris Russell. So, like I said, let's get to it, huh? We'll chat again at the end. You'll enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Suzanne calling in from Chicago's Lakefront Trail for one last time. But more about that later. Race report update. Chicago half marathon. Weather was perfect. I was fully expecting to be pulled to the path because I'm just not handling the speeds that I used to. But they let me finish on the actual Lakeshore Drive Trail, which was a little disappointing because, quite frankly, the path is more comfortable. But got my medal, finished for the fifth year in a row, which is awesome. At the end of September, I ran the Women Rock. This time, I only did 10K, finished in the time that I had figured that I would. And you know what? 10Ks are a lot more comfortable at the end, especially when you get a little glass of bubbly. And then comes the news referring to that last time. This is not the last time I'm calling in. This is the last time I'll be calling from Midway Point of Chicago's Lakefront Trail. My husband and I are hitting that certain age where we kind of need to be around a kid while we can still choose our own home. And son Mark in Lexington, Kentucky, lost the coin toss, or drew the short straw, as the case may be. And we put the condo on the market, fully expecting it not to sell until next spring. And lo and behold, 8 days later, we had a contract. So things have gotten in high gear. The closing date is December the 10th, if that means anything to you. The Jeff Galloway 13.1, which I was fully signed up for, had my plane tickets, had my room reservation, all that good stuff. And that little fun weekend starts on the 12th. Needless to say, I'm bailing, guys. Training sort of went down the toilet with all of the packing and the stress involved with selling a place. Finding a new place was just like house hunters. But I'm hoping to catch you next year, because it's not happening this year. That's about all I've got this go around. So I'll be talking to you again in a month from Lexington, Kentucky. If anybody knows a good trail out there, give me a holler. Bye.
Yeah, hey, Kevin and all you extra milers out there. This is Jim out in western Loudoun County, Virginia. Wanted to give a race report for the Annapolis Half Marathon that I did this past weekend. Today is the 24th of November. So on the 22nd, Saturday, I traveled to Annapolis, ran the half marathon there. This is actually the fourth time that I've been doing it. It's been around for 4 years now, and they've definitely come a long way. The first year they did it, horrible traffic issues with parking. They had instances where they mismarked, or they did not have mile markers out there on the course, and therefore the course was cut short considerably, I think by a half mile or so. The second year, traffic got better, but they still had issues with the course, was not marked properly. Last year, the course was marked properly. It was a cold year. This year, the weather was phenomenal. The support was very good. I still think they need more people out there on the aid stations. The only real big issue that I have is the fact that there's a lot of, how to explain this, but the course crosses itself. There's also a 10K along with the half marathon. But the way they have you running throughout the city, the course actually crosses over each other. And there's got to be a better way to do that so that you're not running full toward people that are coming back, if that makes sense. I don't know how else to explain it. Kind of a lot of loss for words right now. But Annapolis is a very hilly city, but I ran well. I ran strong. 2 weeks ago, I ran the Outer Banks full marathon. So I don't think that I was fully recovered, although I was trying to tell myself that I was. But I went out there. I ran pretty strong. I was hoping to get under 2 hours, but came in a little short, but still happy with my time. Did 2:03, so very happy with myself on that. So, and I'll probably end up doing Annapolis one more year to make it 5 in a row, but we'll see what happens. So that's it. Hope everyone's getting their extra mile in, and we'll talk with you later. Bye-bye.
Hello, Kevin, you handsome devil, and all you other extra milers. This is Kevin from Liberty Township, Ohio, with a race report from the December 14, 2014 inaugural Jeff Galloway 13.1 half marathon. First of all, let me say that the purpose of this update is not to give all the details of that day in my life or that weekend in my life. I'll touch upon a few of the high points, and actually there were a lot. But I would say if you are interested in a lot more of the details, you've got two other choices. One is to head over to the Seeker podcast, where my buddy Jim painstakingly took about 3.5 to 4 hours of audio from that day and edited it down into, I think, about 1.5 hours of him, me, and Katie running a lot of that race and talking a little bit about it as we go. This update, I'm going to try to be a little more generic, a little more aimed at those of you who might be thinking you wish you had gone, or you might want to give it a shot in December of 2015. You don't necessarily have to know everything that happened to me that day in order to make that decision. So it's an overview, right? So first of all, let's talk about the weather that weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Although I think that day it ended up getting up to about 60 degrees. Early in the morning, at about 6-ish, 5:30, 6 o'clock, when we arose and had to decide how best to dress, we knew that the temperature at the start of this race was going to be in the mid to high 30s. And if I'm not mistaken, it was right at the 37, 38 degree Fahrenheit mark. Those of you on the metric system, I have no clue. Maybe two or three, I guess. So we pondered a bit, shorts or tights. And I have this rule, unwritten rule, that somewhere around 35 degrees is my cutoff where I start wearing tights versus shorts. So I decided shorts it would be, especially given the fact that I knew during the race it was going to get warmer. Good morning. Cute little girl walking across the street to play with a friend. So the wear for that day was shorts. I wore a short sleeve tech shirt with a heavier long sleeve tech shirt over top of that. I decided not even to wear a winter cap. I wore a running cap, a baseball kind of hat, and it did not obviously cover my ears. And I took a pair of gloves. Now, I know that our friend Shannon has submitted that she was freezing or very, very cold during this race. So I guess what I'm saying is different strokes for different folks. I was completely comfortable. It started at 38, ended at about probably 45 to 47 degrees at the finish. The sun was out, very bright the entire race. And from a comfort standpoint, I was completely comfortable. And further, from my perspective, it was perfect race weather. But once again, different strokes for different folks. How about the course, huh? Jeff kept telling everybody that the course was the least hilly of any of the half marathons they've run in Atlanta. And Atlanta is a running town, by the way. He did not say the race was flat. I have a buddy in the New England area, Roger, who I asked if he would come down. His response was that he ran the Atlanta half and he would never run another half in Atlanta because of how hilly it was. Well, I would best describe this course as gently rolling. I can't think of any one hill that was some sort of heartbreak hill, you know? No killer hills. But most of it was either gently downhill or gently uphill. So from a course perspective, it's not a PR course, but it certainly is not the hardest race I've ever run. And the surroundings are completely pleasant. Atlanta's a beautiful town. Most of the race is run outside of the downtown area. And you're running through really beautiful areas of town. So I give the course a thumbs up too. The expo, certainly not the largest expo in the world, having been to Chicago, I've been to a Disney expo, Twin Cities, Marine Corps. This one is a very, very good size. It's not tiny, but not huge by any means. What that means is there's a very good selection of running paraphernalia at pretty good prices and plenty of elbow room to get around. Also, because it's not one of those Chicago / New York kinds of races, the guest speakers are completely accessible. I mean, of course, Jeff was at his booth for about the entire day on Saturday before the race, as was Bill Rogers, Bart Yasso, Cree Kelly. So you might have had to wait while one or two people had a short conversation with those folks before you were standing in front of them, shaking hands and speaking directly to them. That is pretty amazing. I remember when Jim and I went to the Flying Pig Expo. It's probably 5 times the size of Jeff's and 5 times as crowded. And Ryan Hall was there signing autographs. But there had to be probably, I don't know, Jim, what do you think? Half hour, 45 minute wait just to get through the line. And I wasn't in the mood to do that. So the expo got a thumbs up from me as well. The race itself, I thought, had a very, very good number of people. Honestly, if you haven't done a race like Chicago or New York, now I've not done New York, but I've done Chicago and some other very big ones, then I'd say go do one. They are fun. But as someone who's done them, I think I'm done doing the real big ones. It's kind of a pain at the beginning to weave your way around people. It's so crowded. In the case of Chicago, I was still weaving in and out of people. Or, even worse, they had to weave in and out and around me for the entire race. This one had, I'm guessing, I don't know this for a fact, but probably 1,500 to 2,000 people. They started in waves, so, or corrals, maybe you should say. So I don't honestly remember at any point where I was too congested to run at whatever pace I wanted. There were a few times I needed to work my way to the side of the road because I wanted to be over in the side when my beeper went off and I did my walk break. I don't like walking in the middle of the road. I don't think that's proper etiquette. So the size of the race, thumbs up. I have a feeling it'll grow, but they've got a lot of room for growth, especially in a race that starts with waves and corrals. What else? The bling. He got a nice shirt and that did not have a big billboard on the back. Has a few ads down the side of the arm. It's a long sleeve tech shirt. And it came in a, what would you call it? Kind of a drawstring, kind of backpack looking thing that between you and I doesn't look like it will hold up all that well, but the metal is every bit as good as any metal I've seen from any marathon. It's rather large, it's very heavy, it's a great half marathon metal. But by far, the best thing about this race, and the one thing that no other race has, is the Extra Mile Podcast runners. That was by far my favorite part of the weekend. Jeff was kind enough, which, by the way, he did not do for any other group. He was kind enough to partition off an entire area of the expo for a meetup. There was food and drinks in there, and he brought us in and spent about an hour with, oh, I think I counted somewhere around 25 people who had come to this race and answered questions. Just had a great time talking to him, taking pictures, asking any sorts of questions that you wanted to ask. There is no other race that you're going to get that, assuming you are a Jeff Galloway aficionado. So, getting to meet 25 extra mile friends who I'd never met before and yet felt like I was friends with all my life. Two thumbs up. So before I finish my update, I do want to mention this. The 2015 edition of the Jeff Galloway 13.1 registration is now open. And assuming Kevin gets off his lazy rear and posts this episode in time, and assuming you download it and listen in time, registration for 2015 race is $45. Seriously. A half marathon with all of those things I just mentioned for $45. Here's what I say. Enter the race. You have it on your calendar for almost an entire year. That's certainly enough time to plan your training and your life around. It's certainly one of the cheapest half marathon you'll find, especially of this caliber. And if something hits the fan, I'll find this out for sure, but my guess is if you can't attend, they'll let you convert that to a virtual where you will still get that amazing bling. And if by chance I don't get off my lazy butt and you hear this after the first of the year, check it out, because my guess is, although the rate may not be $45, it's still going to be a bargain. So that's it for my update, Kevin. Did I mention you were good looking? So that's it for my update about the Jeff Galloway 13.1. Y'all enjoy your extra mile, huh?
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Jim from South Central Pennsylvania, and I'm calling up you guys with a race update of sorts. So it's actually a race schedule update. So I'm not a huge fan of the winter, and even though winters are a lot shorter here in South Central Pennsylvania than in Central New York, where I'm originally from, they're still too long. So I've decided this year I'm going to try and do something different, and I'm going to do a marathon a month for winter and basically just get out of Dodge once a month and see if that doesn't make the winter go a little bit faster. So here's the schedule for January 25th. I'm going to be doing the Callaway Gardens Marathon in beautiful Pine Mountain, Georgia, apparently a large nature preserve and golf course area. So it's two laps of a half marathon course, but apparently the course is extremely pretty. Goes by a lake, goes by a butterfly house, goes by a bunch of gardens and so forth. So it should be nice. I'll probably enjoy looking at that twice. Then in February, I'm going to be in New York City. Yeah, I know, it's not going to be warm in New York City in February. But I'm doing the original New York City Marathon course, which is called the Central Park Marathon. It's five laps of Central Park, which, again, if you didn't know that, that was actually the original course when they started the New York City Marathon in, I think, 71, 72, somewhere around there. Didn't used to go through the five boroughs. That's a later addition to the marathon. But this is the original course. Now, of course, the marathon wasn't in February, but I guess this is when they can get the kind of time to have runners in the park for five laps of Central Park. So looking forward to that, though. I've been to Central Park a number of times. It's gorgeous, even in February. So then, a month after that, in March, I'm going to be down in Fayetteville, North Carolina, for the All-American Marathon. This is in the outskirts of Fort Bragg, and I think you do run through parts of Fort Bragg for this. So this is going to be kind of cool for me because I've done the Marine Corps Marathon, I've done the Air Force Marathon, but there really isn't an Army Marathon. There's an Army 10-miler, but not really an Army Marathon. And Fort Bragg is about as big an Army base as you're going to find in the States. So I figured, well, this is going to count as my Army Marathon. So that'll be kind of neat. In addition, the Callaway Gardens and the All-American Marathon are also going to count as states on my 50 states checkoff list. So by the time the winter is over, I will have states 16 and 17. And I'll be up to, I think it's marathon number 26 total for me. So that's my winter plans. We'll see how that works. Generally by April 1st around here, we have nice weather again, and the snow is long gone. So we'll see if this works. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening, and you all enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Shannon from Orlando, Florida at girlsgotsoul.com. I'm calling in with a race report from half marathon number 12, which was the Space Coast half marathon in Cocoa Beach, Florida. I actually just finished a few hours ago. It's the day of the race. I didn't do as well as I would have liked, but I did not do as horribly as I could have, so that's good. I did not PR, but I came within a minute of my PR. But considering that I was feeling pretty nauseous about the second half of the race due to pushing so hard through the first half, and it also got pretty hot. So I think that was pretty good, and so I call it a success. I mean, I still am going to shoot for a new PR with the half at some point soon, but definitely probably not for the rest of 2014, so I think we're pretty much set for that, even though I've got two more half marathons between the next couple weeks here, including the Jeff Galloway 13.1. However, we'll see how I feel and go from there. But this is definitely a race that I would recommend to everybody. I ran this race last year. I ran the full marathon, and it became my marathon PR. So it's definitely a good course to get a PR, or, you know, a lot of people have qualified for Boston, including Jeff himself at Space Coast. So come out and run it in 2015 or 2016. They definitely have some great medals and some great perks for runners. Again, this is Shannon calling from Orlando, Florida, GirlsGotSoul.com.
Hi, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Nate from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, calling in. Definitely well overdue. First, I just wanted to thank all you extra milers for powering my running and my training, and keep on getting the submissions in. It's always great to hear familiar voices, and I could name some of those, but specifically Amanda, thanks for all your posts. Love to hear from you. Dwayne, always great to hear from you. Chris Russell, and Suzanne, among many others. I feel like I already know you guys, but you're kind of my virtual buddies, and Kevin, you as well. Good to talk to you as well. So I wanted to update you on my Harrisburg Marathon. That was way back in November, actually pretty much the beginning of November. I had a good run. The cool thing was that I just kind of jumped to the end here. We actually met in the middle, the like first 5 miles or so. But I met somebody in the middle of the run, and that's been my theme for the year. It's not really worrying too much about my time, but getting the job done. So this year I did two marathons. One in February is when I met Chris Twiggs in Florida for a 26.2 with Donna, and I hope many of you will go down there this year in 2015. That would be awesome to hear some reports from that. Mine was a rainy, crazy thing, but it was such a great experience, and Donna, Amanda Napolitano, and Chris Twiggs, and everybody did just such an awesome job. All right, back to the end of here of 2014. So I ran the Harrisburg Marathon, very flat, except for miles 17 to 20. Definitely not flat back on Wildwood Lake hills. And I do those all the time. This is my home race here in Harrisburg. And I knew exactly what was happening with that. But back at mile about 16, 17, I got a side stitch. And I've never really had that during a race. I don't know what was going on there. I need to work on my nutrition. But anyway, so we started walking a little bit more. And anyway, I did back up a little bit. I did meet somebody. She saw me doing the run walk and decided to join me. So we ran together for probably well over 10 miles, probably from mile 3 or so until mile about 17. I told her just to go ahead in front of me. I did my first walk of death from all the hills of Wildwood. I walked all of that, and I did run down the last part of the hill and actually passed a bunch of people and never saw them again. So that was kind of cool. I was able to finish fairly strong, and I definitely finished the last half mile, quarter mile, much stronger than I had done most of the, well, post 17 miles anyway. And I had a good time for the most part. It was good. My wife and daughter were at the very end. I wish I would have thought about it and I would have been able to cross the finish line with my three-year-old. But nevertheless, it was great. She got a picture of me crossing the finish line. And that's the first time she's been able to see me cross the finish line because of different reasons with my marathon. So that was really cool to have that. And Definitely the most meaningful part of it was being able just to talk for, I mean, literally a half marathon distance with my buddy that we kind of met there on the course. So that's kind of been my, again, that's my theme for the year, running with friends. And I kind of feel like I run with you guys. And I also have a Facebook group that's been awesome that I met, that I got to know through another person I ran with at the Bird in Hand Half Marathon. So that wraps up my racing for 2014. 2015 is a question mark. I have some awesome family news. My wife is pregnant with our second child, and that means my race goals completely change. So I do not have any marathons on the schedule for 2015. The only half marathon I have on the schedule is the Bird in Hand Half. Again, if you've been listening for the last couple years, you know this will be my third time doing that race. There are plenty of other races I could do, but I choose that one as my sole race for the year. And that presents a problem, which I'm sure you guys kind of could see. Okay, so it's December. That race is in September. Nate, so how are you going to motivate yourself to get out there? And that's where I need your feedback. Please call after you listen to this. Call Kevin and let him know what you suggested I do. Races are out. I might do some 5Ks or 10Ks, but even those are just more expensive than I want to do. I got out for a five mile run today, even though it was sleeting, snowing. I don't even know what precipitation it was. It was right around 32 degrees. Big mess. I still got out there. I know I need to get out there, and I love it. It helps me do what I do and keeps me sane. So I really want to get out there. It's easy for me to get out in the afternoon when I can, but the time I really need to get out there is at 5 in the morning. And so I know, Kevin, you can relate to this. How can I change up my goals for the year? Again, I'm going to run with my daughter as much as possible, but again, that's a no-go for the next 3 months. So help me out there, extra milers. What do I do? How do I get myself out there on those days where it's just gross and I just don't feel like doing it? How do I get out there? And I really appreciate any feedback you can give me. And I look forward to running with you guys going forward, and just really appreciate this group and hope you guys are all enjoying your extra mile. And going back to a podcast I just was listening to was the difference, Chris's question about the difference between running and jogging. And I think it has to do with the purpose and effort. I think I'm going out for a jog is really don't have any purpose, any specific idea of goal. I'm just going out for a little bit. by definition, I think it is a little slower than a run. I don't think it has to. I don't think we're only running when we're racing. I disagree with that. But I think it is definitely a lower level of effort, and it's just for pleasure. I probably would say, by that definition, that I went out for a jog today. I went out for a slower pace than normal, and just enjoyed it, even though it was miserable out there. I had a smile on my face. Everybody else was pretty miserable, but I had a smile on my face. I said hi to the people. They didn't really say hi back, but anyway, I hope you guys are having an amazing day, and look forward to running with you soon. I won't be able to make it to the Galloway 13.1 Jeff Galloway because of the life events, as mentioned. But I look forward to, at some point in the future, being able to meet some of you. Specifically, you know who you are, the people that I've connected with offline. So hope you guys are doing awesome and look forward to talking to you soon. All right. Take care. This is Nate from Harrisburg signing out.
Hey, Kevin. This is Tim Cleary, also known as A Boilo Runs. I'd like to post a training update, race update, and say, looking forward to seeing everybody at the Galloway 13.1 in a couple weeks in Atlanta. From a training update, my son and I are in the middle of training for the Dopey. Things are going well. We're going to use the Galloway as one of our training runs. And then, you know, the following week will be one of our really long ones. But we've got a couple races between now and the Dopey lined up to get us ready for all four distances from, you know, 5K up to the full. And we're going to just keep plugging along. The race update ran the Sphinx Full in Greenville, South Carolina at the end of October. Real nice run. The weather was great. Right in the mid-40s, low-40s to start off the race, clear and sunny. Good group of runners. There were probably about 300 doing the full. There were many more doing the half. We started off in downtown Greenville and ran out on the Swamp Rabbit Trail, which took us through Furman University, wonderful campus. Turnaround point was in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, to make sure everybody that finished made it to the halfway point. They gave us all a wristband at the halfway point, and we had to wear it back in. Coming back, it's a nice rolling course. Not a lot of crowd support because of the nature of the Swamp Rabbit Trail, but it was a nice course. It was a good day to run. Only one of the challenges we had about mile 22, we got stopped by a train. It was right across the race course, and we had to kind of wander around the train and then head back into town. As you finish up on the minor league baseball field, Floor Field, there in Greenville, they are a minor league farm club for the Boston Red Sox, so they have a green monster replica out in left field as you run around the outfield warning track and then finish right up in front of the third base dugout and then pick up your medal and go up into the stands, get your water and all that. And family was there to see me right as I got ready to go into the ballpark, and then they greeted me once I got done. So a lot of fun that day. It was a good run. Good test of where my fitness was, and it helped me, you know, get ready for the Dopey here in another couple months, or really less than that, 6 weeks away now. And then all of this is, you know, getting us ready for the Galloway race, and my dad, my youngest son, and I are all going to run the race. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody down there, probably, you know, running into people at the expo. And then certainly the day of the race, when we're all out there in our corrals before we start, throughout the race talking to everybody, but, you know, listening to other submittals and in podcast 132 and all. It sounds like we're really going to have a great group running, and I think it'll be really a lot of fun for the running community to get together and, you know, support Jeff, and Jeff support, you know, the way he supports everybody else in the community is just fantastic. So looking to all three of us run together, come across the finish together, and be there for Jeff to, you know, give us a medal. So anyway, that's the update for now. Look forward to seeing everybody in a few weeks. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Greetings, Kevin, and fellow Extra Mile Podcast listeners. Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa, checking in. Haven't checked in a while. Been inside on the treadmill since, about the first week in November when that really bad cold front blew through the Midwest, and, you know, we got down to single digits. And being the wimp I am, went in and got on the treadmill, and quite honestly, once I get on the treadmill, I usually don't get off until spring. But this morning was 32 degrees, and you know, we've got a little bit of a of a warm front coming through, so thought I would go ahead and venture out onto the Wabash Trace Trail and do my miles. I'm down to 8 mile runs during the week and a 10 mile on the weekend long run still. But looks like I'm on course to hit my 1,400 miles for the year running, and you know, I'm not sure. I haven't looked lately on the bike because I'm indoors on the bike trainer, of course, not outside. Too cold to ride the bike outside. But, usually it's 3,000 to 4,000 miles. I'm not real sure where it's going to be this year. A little less because a lot of my bike paths were closed this summer and still are because of a bunch of interstate construction. So most of my miles have all been on the Wabash, like my running miles. And I don't go as fast, so consequently, I don't go as far in a given period of time. I digress. Just checking in. It is December 11th, I believe. Yes, it is. And you guys are probably getting ready for the big shindig down in Florida with the Galloway half marathon. Of course, by the time this hits the airways, if it does, you will have finished that. So congratulations on everybody who did it. And hell, congratulations on everybody who wakes up every morning. That's, you know, as you get older, that's kind of an accomplishment. But again, just checking in. Might be a while before I check in again, depending on what the weather does. Again, which it will. Then I'll be back in the treadmill. You know, this fall, in anticipation of the winter, I got real bold. I went out and I bought a snowflake for my lawn tractor. We live kind of in a semi-country setting here. I've got a driveway that's about a tenth of a mile long and a hill that's unbelievable steep. And, you know, the little snowblower that I had wasn't going to cut it, so I went out and got a snowblade, got all excited. I think I've used it one time. So, well, I'm hoping that it does snow. At least get a white Christmas. Hope everybody gets what they want for Christmas. Hope everybody's been good. Not naughty, but nice. Check in somewhere down the line. If not, everybody have a great Christmas. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again, Kevin, for all you do. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Kevin, and you extra milers. This is Chris. Sorry I couldn't make your half marathon last weekend. I was just in one of those places in my life where I've been traveling too many weekends, and it just didn't make sense for me or my family to be that self-serving as much as I would have loved to have been there with you. So I went out and ran with my club instead, and we had a grand old time. So anyhow, I got some updates for you. So in the wintertime, up here in the Northeast where we are. By the way, thank you for beating Peyton Manning in the pouring rain and giving the Patriots home field for the playoffs. That was awesome of you. Thank you very much. Go Cincinnati. So in the wintertime when you're doing your training, I think, you know, it's okay to join a gym and go in and run on the treadmill and run inside. You know, don't let old-timers like me scare you away from that or even walk on the treadmill. It's a great tool to maintain some fitness, but also since there's not a lot of races in the wintertime, typically it's kind of an off season for a lot of people. You can spend that time working on your flexibility and your core, or working on your form. You know, do those little things that you never had time for before in previous seasons because you're too busy training or racing. So you can work on your strength. Go through get a personal trainer, or get somebody at the gym to help you, or just, you know, get somebody online to give you some advice, and do 3 or 4 weeks of a weightlifting routine, or a strength routine, or a stretching routine, or a yoga routine. You know, just, you have to do more than 2-3 weeks of it to get good enough to get the benefit and to learn it. So, you know, just doing it once doesn't help you. So this is a good time of year to do that sort of thing. So my question, my question for you, I'll give you another update in a second, but my question for you extra milers, this is your homework, is what is the best thing that you've learned to make treadmill running not awful in the wintertime or whenever you're on the treadmill? So what are the tricks you use to make treadmill running not awful? And I'll give you just one of my cardio tricks when I have to go in the gym and use cardio, whether it's a bike or an elliptical or a treadmill. So you do a surge workout. So every time a certain event happens, you do a surge on the equipment. And that could be, you know, typically you're watching TV in a gym, so it could be a football game. So every time there's a commercial, you throw in a surge if it's a football game. Or maybe you're watching The Walking Dead on Netflix. Every time you see zombies, you throw in a surge, right? So you just make up your own little game. It's like, it's similar to the old drinking games we used to have. When you see certain characters do certain things, you have to drink, but instead you throw in a surge on whatever cardio equipment. That's one way to keep it interesting. That's my tip for you. So the update I have for you is I ran my second annual Groton Marathon, which is a marathon me and my buddy Brian put on every year. We run around our hometowns, and so we did that last weekend. It came off pretty well. We made it fine. Felt great. Heart rate was right in line. But I'm actually driving back from the cardiologist. I know you've had heart troubles, and I actually have something. I sussed it out. I have some sort of it's nothing physical in the sense that I you know, there's something abnormal in there. I have some sort of short in my electric system that's causing one of my one of the chambers of the heart to sort of flutter when I go hard at the end of a long workout. So it's exercise-induced arrhythmia, afibrilla, something. I'm going to get more research on that. But I'm pretty happy because they actually found something to support what I've been feeling. And I wasn't certain they're going to be able to do that, because when you do stuff like we do, you know, you go out for 3 hours and you say to the doctor, I've been running for 3 hours, and then I throw in a surge, my heart rate gets crazy. And he looks at you like you have, you know, four heads, because how do you test that, right? We found it and we got it. So I'm going to go see if I can, I'm going to the electrical heart guy now and see if they can't go in and cut some wires or something. So that's cool. All right, man. You guys have a great holiday. This probably won't get to you till after the holiday, but congratulations on the Jeff Galloway stuff. Sorry I couldn't make it. Looking forward to a good new year. And tell me about your treadmill tricks.
10 minutes, Norman. That is my goal, to be able to record 10 minutes of running audio. Bill, the crossing guard has gone home.
Well, today, I'm kind of going backwards just to mix it up a little bit.
Well, look who it is. Are you cooking?
Yes.
What are you cooking?
Chicken.
Is it done or is it burning?
It's done.
I'm trying with all of my might to keep the camera just as still as I can.
I will need a backpack for sure, but I'm not planning to run with my backpack.
You can see the creek very still.
I have somebody here next to me that wants to say, hi, guitar loves. Aw, come on, Jess. Oh, she got shy and walked away, but that's what she calls you. She says, that must be guitar loves. Find a little peace, a little respite. I'm reclining on the Rosen couch and watching some Jeopardy.
Well, it's a very mild 7 or 8 degrees Celsius now. The wetter weather is rolling in again, but there's no strong wind, so we're in the middle of a calm.
Water and salt.
Well, look at Mommy.
She's as fancy as a glow.
She's as... What's that mean, fancy as a glow?
He's calling his friends over. There's now three crows. Somebody told me that seagulls, when you see them inland, it's because there's storms at sea.
You know, like,
and you curled your hair up and you got your wedding outfit on?
She's ready to go.
Man, this is one glamour household.
Hi, Doug. Hi, Doug. Two dogs. Three people. So pretty soon, I will pause this little segment. So this is the running jackal home from his good deed for the day.
Well, isn't it? You know what this is? These are seasons, greetings, and festivities.
Mom, can I go try on my dress?
No.
Mom, I want to...
Huh? There's my coffee.
Oxford Circle for the Frisbee Golf Course.
Yeah, it's talking very loud.
There's the bulkhead where the water goes. And you see here, Sugarberry Trail East and Skinner Trail. And we are running this way. I believe I'm going to take you down. Probably Klein, I think, is the next one that's got a bit of a good-looking trail on it.
Okay, well, Carlos, what I'm doing here is I'm using the voice notes app myself. I'm not trying to get any certain amount of time on it. I know you're looking to see if you can get 10 minutes.
I'm going to make some café.
I think this is it here. Let's see. Yeah. Klein Trail. We go down here. It gets a little darker. It's getting dark on me as it's late afternoon.
He's always talking about Hammock Park. Now I know what it looks like.
I'm doing well. And I think you know. But I love you.
That's good. Nice steady hand on the camera. I don't think he put it through the YouTube stabilizer. Oh, I would recognize that. I use it quite a lot, but it makes it all look very dreamy. That's your mother.
And it's also an overcast day, so it's making for a bit of a gloomy, dreary run, but not too bad. You see how it darkens up in here, and this is where it can get especially ruddy, and I hope to goodness
that I don't trip.
Okay.
Oh, my my banana chips are ready. See, little tiny.
Delicious looking banana chips.
And I added some more olive oil for the next meal.
Lovely.
You know what my next meal is?
What?
Wait for it. Wait for it. Fruit crumbles.
Wait,
fruit chops.
Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Here are my little fruit chops, and I'm going to fry them. We add some olive oil. And swirl them around in the center. Just cook them. Then, going to cover it. And wait. While I'm waiting, I'm gonna whisk with this little cute thing.
I didn't bring my Sony Digital, but as well, which seems to be the theme as of late, I just wanted to get some physicality out of the run and not fool too much with electronics.
Roots.
that works. Well, this is Carlos and Jeff and Sandy and Deb and Lindsay wishing my thousands of fans and all the Extra Mile listeners a happy Christmas. A joyous season of celebration.
In Hammock Park, Dunedin, Florida. And I hope all of you kids are doing well. And I think you know that I love you. Bye-bye.
And before I drop myself and the camera, I will say goodbye to you and all your fans and all the Extra Mile listeners and all the Extra Mile potential girl podcasters out there. Please get your acts together and send us some content. We need to hear you talk. Girls, we need to hear you talk. Bye-bye.
Good night. I'm going to sleep.
Wake up.
I'm awake. Merry Christmas.
Episode 133 of the Extra Mile Podcast. Thanks for taking us along today. Thanks for the download and last hour plus of your day. I really appreciate it. You guys keep me company more than anybody else on these runs, and I really appreciate it. Thanks for everybody who sent a submission for this episode. Just a couple of items before I let get you. Just a couple of items I thought I'd mention before I let you get back to your day. First of all, I'm rather excited that two of my favorite running podcasts that have been on hiatus for a while appear to be back. The first is from my buddy Mark in Florida. It's called the Average Marathoners Podcast. And the title pretty much says it all. Mark's a great guy going through life's struggles just like you and I are in hopes of one day qualifying for Boston. So check that out. I will put that link in the show notes, but I promise you, you'll enjoy Mark's podcast. And the second is one of my favorite podcasts of all time. Maybe my favorite. It might be number one. It's from my very good friend Nigel. And Nigel has been podcasting since about the day podcasting was invented. By the way, it was not invented by the schmuck patent trolls who you've heard something about in the last couple years. Anyway, Nigel does the Running from the Reaper podcast. And if you fancy just a quiet, gentle, and many times hilarious run with a good friend down along a canal just outside of Staffordshire, England, that's the one. Running from the Reaper. If you have been a listener to this podcast or any other podcast that I've done, you have heard Nigel's voice in 100% of those podcasts. So if you've never listened to Running from the Reaper, you'll turn that on and the first thing you'll think is, I know that voice. So check it out. I'll put that one in the show notes as well. I suppose the producers and owners of this podcast would be very upset with me if I didn't at least mention the fact that it's New Year's. And that means, I suppose, I have to talk a little bit about New Year's resolutions, which, by the way, I hate. I just dislike them because if you're going to make a resolution, don't wait for one day of the year to do it. That having been said, I do admit that turning over a new calendar, a brand new year, does or can give you a lot of oomph, a lot of kick in the rear end to get moving and do things that you've been meaning to do. Well, to that end, and you've heard this before, but I'm going to try to lose a little bit of weight. I'm going to do it a different way, though. I have in my tiny little head one thing that I think might motivate me. And I've had a lot of different things I was hoping to motivate me. This one might do it. And I'm not going to share unless it does help. And then I'll share. So, with the kickoff of the new year, I'll be back trying to lose about 15 pounds, trying to become, quote unquote, a healthier person in 2015. And to be able to keep up with my kids. Do you have any New Year's resolutions or motivational techniques that you'd like to share? Have at it, man. And lastly, once again, like I said, Mr. Russell, our friend from the Run, Run, Live podcast, has hit us up with yet another controversial or very poignant and popular topic, the dreaded treadmill. What tips might you have that will make the treadmill suck less than it does already? Huh? Please share those. From a selfish standpoint, I may need them more than anybody else who's listening to this episode. So what do you got? You nuts that somehow embrace the treadmill. Also, our buddy Nate obviously asked a question for some help too on what can get him motivated. Congratulations, Nate. You son of a gun. Nate's gonna have another baby girl. And he has cute babies, by the way. His daughter. How old, Nate? 2.5, 3 years old? She's a cutie. Anyway, Nate's gonna scale back a little on the different running events because very wisely, life is getting in the way and he's not gonna be able to have those races in the future to help motivate him. So, what you got for Nate, huh? That's enough for me. I'm almost done with this 5.25 mile run today. It's been pleasant. Especially because I've been running with you guys. Thanks again. Y'all take care, huh? And we'll chat again soon. Enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.
This is Paul McCartney here. I'd just like to wish you everything you wish yourselves for Christmas.
This is John Lennon saying on behalf of the Beatles, have a very happy Christmas and a good new year.
George Harrison speaking. I'd like to take this opportunity of wishing a very Merry Christmas, listeners everywhere.
This is Ringo Starr, and I'd just like to say Merry Christmas and a really Happy New Year to all listeners.